Right, I'm in Forrester High School in Edinburgh, and I've been joined by some people from the S1 class. What is this maths you're doing, is it? Maths? So, just take the smiles off your face, right? I've got Ryan, Stephen, and Amy. Now, guys, you have been given an Android tablet as something you can use and you can take home, and this is part of your toolkit, really, for learning it at Forrester High School. Can you tell me, how has it been going for you so far? I mean, what's it like to have an Android tablet available to you to use any time at all, in class and at home? What's your thoughts been so far?
It's quite helpful. It's just much easier.
What do you mean easier? What's easier?
You can go research stuff. You can type it on your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just...
You're finding it easier?
Yeah.
What about you guys? What do you think?
I think it's better because you're doing some homework instead of writing a big giant pages of stuff, and you can do a PowerPoint instead and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Do you have access to the web all the time through it? Mm-hmm. Are you finding that helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about apps, Stephen? Is there any apps that you're using at all on your Android tablet you're finding helpful or of use?
We use Edmodo and WordPress.
And WordPress?
Yeah, for music. And Edmodo, we use it to do some homework on PE and history and kind of every last subject.
You're using WordPress though, so I take it you're blogging.
Yeah.
Yeah? So what's your blog about, and which subjects are you using blogs in?
We use blogs in music mostly.
Music mostly?
Yeah.
Okay, so your music teacher's got you blogging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the benefits, do you think, of having a tablet such as this as part of your toolkit in school? Why would other schools or other local authorities recommend that there are invest in buying tablets for their pupils? What is it doing that's making learning better for you?
It makes it more helpful because you've got your tablet in your bag and you can just type stuff in for information if you're doing mm-hmm. something that you've got to do at home to get information on.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful. If you forget your jotters, you always have your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then the only really problems we're having is people scratch the screens.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But most people.
So you said if you don't forget your jotters, but you've still got your tablet. Are you doing a lot of is your tablet replacing jotters in many ways, or do you still do as much with jotters, or are you doing a lot more on the tablet?
We're using the jotters, but we've got downloaded some worksheets on our tablet that we can use instead of books
mm-hmm.
to read out of and see off our tablet.
Okay, so you're downloading resources and worksheets materials that you then complete on the device itself.
Mm-hmm.
What about things like videos and animations and podcasts? Are you doing anything at all that's something other than text, writing text?
In IT we have Prezi and GoAnimate, where we go on the internet and do that.
Mm-hmm. So now you're using Prezi. You mentioned PowerPoint. So if you're making a presentation, have you got the choice to whether you use Prezi or whether you use PowerPoint?
But it depends what we're doing.
Okay. And GoAnimate, so that was in ICT?
Yeah.
Yes? So have you used GoAnimate in any of the other subject areas?
No.
Nope?